soon as I start the recorder.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Bruce.
All right, now you can see me, right?
Yes. Please set the time, divide total time of practice in two sections. It's a plan that we can implement to improve our studies. Look, day one, technique one and rhythm one.
Okay.
Day two, repertory one and creation one. Then day three is technique two and rhythm two.
You're sending this now? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I send it through the chat room.
Okay, which is chat room? Contact. I never can figure this stuff out. I guess the IM is chat. No, that's not chat.
Click on show instant messages.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, so what's happening here? Oh, okay, so I've got... Now, we did talk about this last time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We didn't explain all, though, because there is little time to explain everything. But now we will go with the creativity stuff. How we will practice this creativity? Well, we got...
Oh, see, I'm sorry. I missed that term. How we practice what?
Look, in the day two, that's why we explained day one before.
Okay,
we have creativity to...
Okay, so...
practice how we create... music on the spot.
Okay.
Now, here we have six chords, the chords of Rio Ancho, which are this.
Oh.
E minor, A minor.
Okay, which is way down here. Oh man, you just sent me a whole bunch of stuff. So what am I supposed to open up?
Just one video, the one that says fingering one, the last link.
Oh, the last link, okay.
The last link, that's right.
Okay. And okay, spontaneous creativity one.
That's right. And now click example two, and
example
then we should
two.
Play the chords there.
Okay. Example two.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now I need you to sit there and play the chords with me.
Okay.
So we have E minor.
Let me try to arrange my computer a little bit so I don't have to keep going back and forth.
Yes.
Okay. So... forgotten. Just a second. What are the chords I'm playing? I've forgotten them.
The chords we are playing is E minor.
Okay. So
A minor, D. I sent you here in the chat room. You have it.
Okay. I know I have it, but quickly, because it'd be faster, you just tell me. E minor, A minor.
A minor, then D.
And then D.
And then G.
And then G.
Then what? C.
And then C.
And finally B7.
And then B7.
Six.
Okay, so it's E minor, A minor, and then the D that we play is that one, and then we play G, and then C, and okay.
Right.
I mean, I've done it a million times, but I'm just a little brain dead.
Let's try to play with example two.
Okay, I'll go back to the beginning of two now.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So back to, where was I?
Remember figure three, open fingering?
Fingering three.
This one.
Let's see, fingering three. I need to look it up in my cheat sheet.
Right. Now we will play. Story
okay.
Number three, open fingering.
So that's A flat. So it's essentially G, is what we're saying.
G major, but open fingering.
Yeah.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Done.
Okay.
So now we are going to play one round each one. So one round comprehends 6 chords.
Okay.
So we have A minor, G. C major and B7, that's your spot, and then I will play the next 6 chords. So one complete round, each one. When you accompany me, I want just to play the chord. On beat one, as follows. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Just that, and then you play the melody with the scale on your part. You start. Click example one.
Example one, okay.
And you start. This is how to use this material to practice.
It's example one over here.
That's right.
One,
okay, so
two,
I start with a chord.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh. Try that again. I don't quite understand.
Look, I create a space of 6 chords for mm-hmm. you and 6 chords for me.
Okay.
The first 6 chords you play melodies, and then the next 6 chords I play the melodies and you play the chords. It's just very easy.
Okay.
Because we do one and one, one and one, on one finger only, the fingering three open finger.
Okay. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So I start out with the chords. Okay. Number one. I start out with the melody, I mean. Okay. A little too far on my melody
just
part.
Six and six, all the time switching.
Okay,
so back to the recording minor, and then from there we continue. Try.
Okay. I missed my cue, didn't I?
That's what we need to try
okay.
again.
All right.
It's near, but we need to perfect
it. Let's see. Come on. One. There it is.
Just count six chords.
One,
okay.
Two. One, two, three, four.
Confused, are you playing a mel? You're playing the melody now.
That's right, because it's one round and one. That's right. very good, very good. Now, close that, and let's go to fingering six.
Fingering six, okay, that's F.
The second fret.
Okay, so,
Now, do the same thing, but with the fingering six.
Oh, I say, not open. Okay, where's fingering six? Oh, do I play the same video or do I look at the video six video?
Video fingering six.
Okay. Fingering six video.
Yes.
Okay, example one.
Yes.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
But I'm supposed to be playing it. Again.
The very first round is you.
Okay.
So repeat that again. Playing chords now, so I'm supposed to be playing melody, right? But I go lose track. Let's try to lay down that because the scale I know you know it, but I wanted to fit it in the proper place.
Right, I understand.
One, two, one.
So easily in between the chords and the okay, now you're back. Okay, fingering five. Let's see. That's E. That's. That's
Bach. Not open finger on the third fret.
On the third fret. Okay. Okay, now I need to go to fingering five. Example one. Loading. Load example.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
But we do it with all six fingerings.
First, yes. That's those videos I sent you now.
Okay.
Are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, that's right. Those are the five fingerings.
You have five fingerings. Okay.
So practice that and then I see you next lesson.
Okay, let me tell you this. I'm going to be out of town 2 weeks from now. So we'll have to skip a meeting. So we'll meet in September.
Okay, that's good.
So I'll send you an email. What? I will send you an email.
Okay, send me an email to remember.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you next month. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, and stop.